In my Bible reading right now, I'm in Numbers 26 and 27, and I read an interesting story today. This is at the end of Moses' life. Moses has been leading this definitely difficult-to-lead group of people, the Israelites, through the wilderness, round and around, for 38 years. He's almost at the very end. 39 years, really close. In fact, the Lord tells him that he is going to die. I'm going to take you up to the mountain and you're going to die. You're not going into the promised land, which is, wow, that one's a hard one for me. This shows that God's thoughts are higher than my thoughts, because I think this is the most loyal person ever to the Lord, most faithful. And, but God is very just. And he said, you're not going to go into the wilderness. I'm sorry, you're not going to go into the promised land. Immediately, Moses accepts that. He never, wavers on trying to talk God out of taking him to heaven and not letting him go into the promised land. Immediately he said, he's always thinking about others. Immediately he said, please raise up someone and appoint them as leader before you take me, so that the people aren't without a leader and without direction. It's always about someone else with him. He is so admirable. I admire his character so much. Completely unselfish person. Anyways, what I was struck by, a few things while I read this passage, is that he has been ruling, judging, you could say, leading the group of people. Every day they're bringing their issues to him and he's making judgments for 40 years almost. He knows the mind of God. He spoke personally with the Lord as the Lord wrote down the Ten Commandments on the mountain. No one in the Bible would know the mind of God more so than Moses did. And this is a picture of why he's called the meekest man on the earth. He still asked the Lord to set someone over. It is obvious through many chapters of the Pentateuch, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, that Moses' right-hand man was Joshua. Joshua went halfway up the mountain with him when he went up to get the Ten Commandments. Joshua was always the one that was right there with the tabernacle with Moses. Joshua was always with Moses. It would seem to me like this is a no-brainer. But instead of Moses saying to God, are you going to appoint Joshua as the leader? It was almost like, of course, you know, he's groomed to be the leader. He left that decision to the Lord and he just said, please appoint someone. This is a beautiful example of fellowship and leadership. When you are asked something new, either by your boss, by your husband, by the principal of your school, if you're a teacher, by your pastor, maybe you work in one of the ministries of the church, the person over you. As a child, this would be by your parent. You know that person very well. You have probably worked with them or been led by them for many years. You have a very solid, strong relationship where you know how they think. Moses, after 39 years, knew for sure what God thought about things. Yet, when there was a new situation, he left the decision in the Lord's hands. He did not try to do leading questions, like of course it'd be Joshua. He did not try to insert an opinion. He simply said, please place someone there. He asked a request and he didn't have any stipulations. Now, in this same section of the Bible, in a smaller instance, an unfamiliar story, the Lord had told Moses that all of the children of Israel, according to their tribes and their families, would inherit parts of land in Canaan. Well, there were five women whose father had had no sons, and they also wanted to carry on their family line and inherit something, but there were no sons to pass it to, which was the custom. So they came and asked Moses, could we also have land? Because there's no male in our family to inherit. And we also want to keep our family line going and inherit for our family. This was a new scenario. After, you know, all of these years of judging, this was new. Moses took it to the Lord. He did not assume he knew what God thought. Every single time you see something's happening with the children of Israel, every single time Moses said, I will go before the Lord and ask. That is beautiful, wise fellowship. That's what I like to suggest for you and me. Now, on the opposite side of that, let me say as a caveat, if you are hired by someone, that means that you are fulfilling a position that that person does not have to fulfill. And you are doing a job that they are not doing so that more work can be done. The opposite scenario of this is you are given a certain specific job to do, maybe teaching a class, something like this, and you are constantly going to your boss or principal or pastor or husband with things you already know and have been told, but you keep sending it back to them to try to get out of responsibility, to try to not have everything land on your shoulders, to make no decisions for yourself. That is not useful. That is not helpful. That is not wise. A wife knows, after many discussions with her husband and many years of living together, what his preferences are. That is not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is having the humility to let the person in charge give their own preference. What we seem to do is we seem to take that on our shoulders. We make these decisions on the fly. Oh, thank you for the invite to dinner. I'm sure my husband would love to meet with you guys. Let's set it up for Friday. I'll just make sure that he knows that we're doing this. Well, no, respect would be, let me get back to you on that. Thank you for the invite. And you go and ask your husband, not only is the schedule free, but is this something you want to do? You don't make decisions for another human being. You go to them and let them tell their own preferences and have their own opinions. We can do this, and we overstep our bounds when we do this. Oh, I'm sure Pastor would love that. Let's just do it. Let's just set up this meeting. Let's just invite this person to speak. Let's just have this little thing going on at the church. Oh, we'll just do this after the service. I'm sure it's not going to be a problem if we just go head over to the fellowship hall and do this. Give the person in charge the respect of asking them before you commit something. Commit to something that really is in their jurisdiction. We can really get ourselves in a lot of trouble when we start just making assumptions and taking things on that really we should be asking. I have been so impressed and have learned so much. I'm in several different meetings with ministries I lead and have a part of in our church. And oftentimes I'll be speaking because of my ministry in a meeting with maybe an assistant pastor or the pastor's wife. And we'll be talking through maybe conferences or something like this. These are very intelligent people, very wise people, people with a lot of responsibility. And over and over and over again, I hear them say in total humility and meekness, "That's a great idea. Let me run that by Pastor. That's a great idea. Let me run that by my husband. That's a great idea. Let me run that by my boss." That is a person who is very valuable as a follower. I know we mean to do well. We mean to help out. We don't want to go through all the red tape sometimes. And so we just will say, "Oh, I'm sure that'll be great. Let's do it." At the very least, that kind of hurts our relationship with a person that leads us. Maybe it's our husband, principal, pastor, maybe even an unsaved boss at work. It could be in any scenario, maybe a parent. It kind of hurts the relationship a little because that's a little bit disrespectful. You mean to be helpful. You're going 100 miles an hour. I do this. I have done this multiple times in my life, and that's why I'm talking about it today. I saw how meek Moses was. He did not have his own agenda. He did not even offer the Lord suggestions. When it seemed obvious that it would be Joshua, he didn't mention Joshua's name. When he came to a new scenario after judging the people and leading the people for almost four decades, he still took something to the Lord that was a little bit different and let him give his opinion. That is beautiful, wise, spiritual leadership. Let's give our leaders that gift. Not having our own agenda, not ramrodding schedules and preferences through that pop up out of nowhere, not making decisions on the fly, but taking a minute and going to them and just giving them the question and allowing for their preferences. I'm working on this. Moses is, and the Lord has shown me through the Bible again, an area I can improve. You too? Let's walk in love this week, loving God through loving others.